Tracy Bauer, and this is GradCast brought to you by Syracuse University. In this episode, I spoke about career and self-development as part of our soft skills series, and I interviewed Deaf Jeff Herbert, a 2005 alumnus from Syracuse University. Jeff is a reporter as well as music reviewer as well as a Central New York DJ, and I hope you'll learn something from our conversation as he has been so great at career and self-development throughout his time as a professional. Career and self-development is one of our soft skills topics, and this is one of the career readiness competencies that employers are looking for regardless of industry or discipline. I hope you enjoy my conversation with Deaf Jeff.
Hi, my name is Jeff Herbert, and I'm a reporter and SEO lead for Syracuse.com and the Post-Standard, where I've worked since 2010. I'm also a DJ for weddings and parties and private events. And previously, I worked as a producer and morning show sidekick for 6 years at Hot 107.9, a Syracuse radio station. I'm also my DJ name is Deaf Jeff, so I am mostly deaf. I was born with a profound binaural hearing loss, and I've always wanted people to, know that, I'm mostly deaf, and I'm cool with it, and you should be cool with it, too. And so I've kind of pivoted that into also being a motivational speaker. I will sometimes serve as a mentor or speak at events for children and young adults with disabilities or different abilities and talk to them about my career. I'm also known by a small but loyal following on Twitter, also as Deaf Jeff, where I post tweets where I lip read Jim Boeheim during Syracuse basketball games and tell Orange fans exactly what he's saying when he's screaming during all those games.
That's one of my favorite parts. I wouldn't say it's a small following. It's definitely a loyal following. And it's always good to look back when I was in person at the games and be like, oh, Boeheim's a little upset. What did he say? Oh, let me go search through Jeff's tweets to see, because he knows exactly what was being said.
Well, I'm sure most of the time you can guess what he's saying.
Yes.
Like, we're all thinking it sometimes.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Great. So you have such an interesting background and career, and you and I first met, I think, via Twitter, like probably 10 years ago at this point.
Longer.
Yeah. And you DJed at my wedding and all of these things. So when I was thinking about doing a series on these soft skills, these competencies that all employers are looking for, I thought of you for career and self-development. And because you are just involved in so many different things. So we're going to ask you a bunch of different questions and kind of talk about this, how you've developed yourself in your career and in yourself in general, because you're going in all these different directions. So can you talk to me a little bit about how you started your career after you graduated from SU? And were there any things that you did to prepare as a student for your career or to develop yourself?
Sure. Well, first thing was always, overcoming the challenges of growing up hard of hearing. So I did speech therapy for 12 years when I was a kid, and, mostly focused on oral communication as opposed to sign language. And after I developed the skills where I could carry on conversations and read people's lips and speak as well as I do today, I was able to start then thinking about what I want to do for a career. I was about 13 or 14 years old at the time, and what I wanted to be was Shaq. I wanted to be a professional basketball player. But I never got quite tall enough or talented enough for someone like Jim Boeheim. So I thought about what else do I love. I love writing and I love music. And I decided to come to Syracuse University and study radio. I was very interested in radio, but I also took other classes involved in writing and creative writing. But I was interested in radio. I worked at the campus radio stations, WJPZ, aka Z89, and also WERW, the free format station on campus as well. And then I did internships. And internship is probably the number one thing I would recommend to anyone that is interested in any kind of career in any field. Because when you do an internship, you not only learn the skills of whatever job you might be interested in, but at the same time, you are also learning about you yourself and whether or not you enjoy this job. There are lots of careers out there that you will find are not the right fit for you or you're not interested in. So when I did internships at radio stations in Boston while I was a student, I learned about what aspects of radio I liked and what I didn't like. You know, I knew I didn't want to go into sales. I wanted to be, you know, on the radio. I wanted to be a DJ. I wanted to play a song for people and hear that impact where people call in and say, oh my God, I love that song. Or that was so funny what you said on the radio. You know, that kind of impact where, you know, with music, music is very powerful. If you hear your favorite song, it can turn a bad day into a great one instantly. Same thing with if you're, you know, a little down at the dumps and you just kind of want to dwell in your feelings a little bit, you can listen to some sad music for a little while too, if you just want to embrace that for a while. So I loved that, and I did internships. Both of them were with morning shows in Boston. One was a rock radio station. One was with a top 40 radio station, Kiss 108. And then my third internship was with Hot 179 here in Syracuse. And they liked me so much that they said, you know what, Def Jeff, we love you. We want to hire you. We want you to be part of our morning show. So I got hired while I was still a student. It was a tough situation because I was also working at Z89 at the time. So I had to take myself off the year at Z89 and just work behind the scenes where I was a general manager. But I would get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and do the morning show at Hot 179 with Marty and Shannon. And then I would go to class, and then I would go to Z89, and then I would go to my other job, because, you know, radio does not pay a lot. But it was those internships that led me to that job, and I worked there for 6 years and I loved every minute of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think, you know, my first interactions where you were me just listening to you and you didn't even know I existed. I would listen to you in the car. And, you know, I think we've talked, you and I, before about you camping out at the mall for several days. And I remember hearing about that and always thinking, what is Def Jeff going to do next? You know, they always were making you do these silly, fun things, but it definitely was memorable. And so you really set yourself up. And I know our students are incredibly busy because they are trying to gain those skills. So doing all of those internships and, you know, hopefully maybe you went to bed really early, but waking up at 4 is not easy. But, you know, making the most of your time as a student with all of these different resources and ways to explore really seem to prep you and help you to identify those areas that you really wanted to go into.
Absolutely. You know, maybe my social life was sacrificed at some time, or just not getting enough sleep. But I loved every minute of it. I loved every minute I had at Syracuse University. I loved the internship. I loved Z89. And then I loved that, you know, all of it came together to propel me to do what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. Or what I thought I wanted to do for the rest of my life, because I did change my careers about 6 years after working at the radio station.
Yeah. So can you talk to me a little bit about how you prepped to change careers? So how this competency of career and self-development is defined and what employers are looking for are some of these behaviors, like showing an awareness of your own strengths and areas for development, developing plans. Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
In any career, you want to have as many skills as possible to succeed. And a lot of jobs and industries want people to wear multiple hats. You want to be skilled in multiple things. Not only does that make you valuable to the company yourself, but it also makes you yourself a valuable commodity and gives you the skills to have success in any field, any job, any career. Writing is a skill to have in any job. Communicating verbally is always a skill to have in any job. And when I was working at the radio station, you know, one of my main tasks on a day-to-day basis was to come up with the stories that we would talk about on the radio. What would our audience respond to the most? What would keep people listening? What would get them to call us? What would get them to show up at these crazy places where we do these silly stunts, like camping in a mall or delivering Valentine's in a diaper?
Correct.
And, you know, so then I thought to myself, you know, after six years of doing that, I started realizing that my career in radio was had a low ceiling. There wasn't a lot of opportunity for advancement or growth. I also started thinking more about my personal goals. You know, I wanted to get a house, get married, have kids, and the salary I was making in radio was not going to support that. You know, when I was 22, I was happy to live off of Pop-Tarts and Mountain Dew, but could only do that for so long. At the same time, I didn't know that as the silly sidekick on the radio, I didn't want to keep doing some of the goofy stuff as I was getting older. You know, dressing up as a leprechaun and sitting in a giant bowl of Lucky Charms sounds like fun when you're 22. But like, if you start to do it when you're in your 30s and 40s, then it just gets embarrassing or sad. Mm-hmm. And I knew I didn't want to do that. So I wanted to make a change, and I applied for a job at Syracuse.com in the Post Standard. And that's, you know, the online side of the Syracuse newspaper. And it might sound like a completely different field, but it's the same idea. You're looking for the stories that an audience will respond to or interact with, whether it's on social media, or back then we had comments on the site. People could interact that way or send emails or phone calls. And you're just trying to find the conversation that your readers are interested in, the information that they're looking for, or the entertainment that they want. And so I thought of it as kind of a horizontal shift from one job to the next, where even though it was in a different field, I felt like I was doing the same thing on a day-to-day basis. And SEO was something that I just kind of fell into very quickly, because even though I didn't study that at SU or at any point, it was something that kind of came instinctually to me because of my experience in radio, where you try and find the keywords that grab an audience, get them interested, keep them listening, keep them locked on that radio dial, and then at the same time, say in the shortest amount possible, you know, that would be how you write a headline, for example, get all those keywords in a headline that match what people are searching for. That's what SEO is, search engine optimization. So that was just something that kind of came pretty much out of my skills in radio, as well as what I learned in other areas of study at Syracuse University.
It sounds like, too, you were just so well aware of these transferable skills that would go from place to place. And I remember I was mentioning this to you before that, you know, I had heard that your radio show was going to be going off the air because it was we were receiving in Syracuse a syndicated radio show from, you know, a larger city. And I was thinking, oh no, these people are maybe going to lose their jobs or things like that. But you had already been moving along because you recognized that what you were looking for, your, you know, your goals were not aligning with this particular industry anymore. So that was really great, you know, foresight for you to be able to do that and to also identify, I'm using my skills in this way, and now I can just do a small pivot. Whereas to somebody outside the industry, we look at, I think, oh my gosh, that's a huge pivot, but it really isn't, because it is, how you said it, very similar to what you were doing. And then just kind of upskilling some of these other areas and learning how to just make those few adjustments from radio to, you know, online media. And so was there anything that, you know, you wish you had known sooner in your career? You've been working now for 15, 16 years full time. Is there anything you wish you had known sooner, that maybe advice you ignored or anything like that?
The only thing I think that I would have wished I had known earlier was that is to know your own value, you know, what your value is to a company as well as your own personal value. When, you know, you talk about salary and things like that, that's a very tricky subject for a lot of people. And, you know, I was always very nervous about it, but over time I realized my value is what it is. And I stopped being afraid to ask for a raise or for a change in careers and things like that. Because when you have all of these skills that you work on or that you learn about over time, it makes you someone that is indispensable. Make yourself indispensable in any job that you have, because every industry, every job will have ups and downs or industry changes or other challenges that might affect the business as a whole. And when those changes happen, sometimes decisions happen, like the morning show getting cut or downsizing. I went through a bunch of those, but I never once worried about my job at any time, even when they were cutting the morning show. And I had already made the steps to transition to my new career, my current career. I was never once worried about my job. They weren't going to cut my job because they knew that I had the skills that were valuable to the company, both in terms of web skills. You know, I was also doing web work for Hot 179 and Clear Channel, which is now iHeartRadio and iHeartMedia. So whatever you do, make sure that you're good at multiple things, if possible. You always want to be the best at whatever you do, but you also want to be good at multiple things, because then when those challenges occur, you never have to worry about job stability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good point. And it reminds me of this time too. I went to a conference and this woman was speaking and she said, think about your goals and think about, I don't even know if they make them anymore, but a TV with picture in picture, where you've got the small picture and then the main big picture. So you can watch two things at once. And she goes, are your long-term goals in your career, in your life, are they in the big picture or the small picture? And this was probably 10 years ago. And I said, I don't see, they're not in either picture. Oh my gosh, I'm so focused on being so narrow and specific that I haven't broadened and opened up and realized where, how should I be developing today to take myself to the next level? And so thinking of it, how are you developing multiple skill sets? How are you focused on what your strengths are? How are you working a little bit on those weaknesses, which are areas that will probably always be a weakness, but if you're aware of them, you can start to maybe work on those a little bit. And I think all of us too, 2 years ago at this time, we didn't realize a pandemic was about to come. And that has changed so many different things around the world that it might also have forced people to develop different skill sets or rethink things. So sometimes these changes are negative or positive, but they can really influence it. But definitely, I don't even know, like I said, do they make picture-in-picture TVs? But I think we all know what they are, what they were, for your goals. And so, you know, you've been at Syracuse.com and the Post Standard for a while now, and, you know, DJing weddings and doing all different types of things, reporting, and writing stories about happenings and things and reviewing concerts. And how do you see yourself evolving? Do you have ideas of how you'd like to expand your skill set or your career in the future?
Well, I'm always trying to make myself better at everything that I do whenever possible. So as a DJ, for example, it can be in terms of learning new skills in terms of DJing, or better song selection, mixing, different styles or different equipment, technology. You know, when I DJed your wedding, for example, Tracy, I was using different equipment. I was still using CDs back then, which sounds crazy today. Yeah. But now I use a laptop and a DJ controller or a mixer. And I've used that to learn new skills and make myself better at DJing. As a reporter and SEO lead, I'm constantly learning about changes in search engine optimization, as well as the stories that people respond to. You know, interest in topics or types of stories change over time. You know, with when the pandemic hit, for example, there was a lot of interest in COVID because it was so new and there were so many people that didn't know anything about it and needed to learn it. And a lot of it was changing on a daily basis. And then over time, as cases started going down, interest went down. And then we were able to focus on other things that we might want to report on. And then when cases go back up, interest goes back up as well. And so it's those kinds of things to recognize and make yourself better at every aspect of your job as you go along.
Yeah. And I think one thing that sometimes students miss out on is remembering that being interested in the work is going to help you so much more, right? If you're just doing the job because you're skilled at it, but you're not interested in it, you may then start to feel not motivated to continue to learn and grow in those areas. So, you know, finding what you really love and then seeing how can I develop my career alongside of that, I think is incredibly helpful, because you do so many different things, but you're sitting here chatting with me, smiling, you know, very happy about what you're doing, even though you are a busy person. It's all combining different things that you are skilled at, but also really love. So it's great, because not a lot of people find that in their careers.
Exactly. When I was graduating Billy Joel was the commencement speaker, and he said, "Do what you love, and you love what you do. Love what you do, and you do what you love." Which sounds obvious, but it is very true. You know, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. And I, you know, some people are interested in money or power, or they want to be in a certain city or a certain market or a certain field, and they'll do anything to get there. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to enjoy doing it. They're not going to be happy doing it. So I always recommend to people, find something that you love, find something that you're passionate about. When I did those internships as a student, I found the details of radio that I was interested in and that I actually enjoyed. And I knew that's what I wanted to do at the time, and not these other things, for example. And so for more than 15 years out of Syracuse University, I have loved everything that I've done. I've loved every job I've ever had, and I've never looked back.
Mm-hmm. That's so great to hear, because I think sometimes when people are not in that place, they think it's not possible for them. But to take a step back and to really think about who you are and how you can combine those things is really beneficial, because we do, most all of us have to work, you know, in order to live, and, you know, we're not just independently wealthy. So it's good when you don't dread going into work or, you know, having to spend time, you know, extra time or different times, you know, at your job. So I do want to ask one question of you about, you know, I've read many of your articles and you've gotten to interview so many different people. So do you have a current favorite celebrity or musician that you've gotten to speak with recently or, you know, throughout your career?
Gosh, I was not ready for that question.
Or just a few that are your faves.
One of my favorite celebrities that I've met with and interviewed was Viggo Mortensen, who played Aragorn in the Lord of the Rings movies. And he grew up in upstate New York, just a little bit north of Syracuse. And I got to talk to him about a movie that he did last year. And it was so fun to talk to him because, you know, here's this guy who's internationally famous, and at the same time, he's still just a down-to-earth dude that is just passionate about his career. And whenever you talk to anybody about their career and they really love that job, it shows all the time. You can see people that are just happy to talk about it. On top of the fact that he was just a cool guy and was very nice and, you know, asked me questions about me and my family, and was genuinely interested. He was just an awesome guy. He's every bit as cool as he looks on screen.
I think I must have asked you this question before, because I know you gave the same answer. So he has stood the test of time out of all the different people that you've gotten to, you know, interview and speak with. You know, most of them were having ties to Syracuse or Central New York, or maybe coming for a concert or things like that. So that's really telling too about that, you know, influence that he had on you as you interviewed and spoke with him.
Yeah. So I also enjoyed interviewing Steve Martin and Martin Short, who, by the way, have the awesome TV show Only Murders in the Buildings with Selena Gomez. Gotta watch that if you haven't. They were a lot of fun because they just also just genuinely love their job and what they do. And the two of them have worked together since the Three Amigos movie. And not only are they great friends, they also just love to make each other laugh. And that's when you know someone is loving what they do and never working a day in their life.
Yeah, I have heard of that show. I have not checked it out yet, so I'll have to
get
into that. All right, great. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention that you think could be helpful to students before we sign off for today?
I would say that if you feel like you have any weaknesses that you need to work on, think about A, how can I overcome these weaknesses? Or B, how can I embrace these weaknesses and use them as part of who you are and your skill set? So for example, I was born with a profound binaural hearing loss. I'm mostly deaf. I hear about 10% as well as the average person. And I'm a DJ. I was on the radio for 6 years. I give speeches all the time. I now do podcasts. And, you know, I never once looked at it as something that would hold me back. That would be something that I couldn't do what I wanted to do because of my hearing loss. So I embraced that, what some might see as a weakness, and understood how I can use it as part of my identity. You know, I've been Deaf Jeff since I was a little kid. And also, how can I use that or manage it to do the things that I want to do? So for example, as a DJ, you know, you can use technology to overcome a hearing loss. For example, audio is now visual. You can see audio recordings on a computer, and you can see the ups and downs in volume, the sounds that different instruments make, what a drum beat looks like versus a vocal. You can do that for mixing as a DJ. You can also see where a song starts and stops. But even a person who's completely deaf can still enjoy music. They can feel the vibration and dance to a song, even if they don't necessarily know all the words or can hear all the words, but they can still enjoy it and have a great time doing it. Mm-hmm. So if you ever have anything about you that you feel like is a weakness, don't make it a weakness. Make it, embrace it. Either work on making yourself stronger or embrace it and make it part of you and figure out a way to use it as part of your life and your career.
That's great advice. Thank you for sharing all of your different experiences and, you know, all the different things that you did at SU. We're lucky to have you as an alumnus and still here in the Syracuse area. I know you still are involved with WJPZ, aren't you? Along with a bunch of other alumni. So I still listen to Z89 as well. I think I listened to it in high school, and now I listen to it well past then. So,
and when your kids get older, they will listen to it too. And yes, you know, it's always going to be fun to listen to.
Yes, exactly. And I'll be like, what is that song? And who is that artist?
Oh, they'll teach you what the core songs are then.
Yes, exactly, exactly. All right. Well, thank you so much for speaking with me today, Jeff.
Absolutely. Thank you.